How does that work?
It's a roller coaster and you wear VR goggles.
That's a first for me. Sky Explorers. All right, let's go explore. Pretty cool experience. Mine did not calibrate at the beginning, so it went sideways for the whole ride. But other than that, pretty cool.
It was really real.
It was realistic.
Eric, what's your favorite so far?
Blue Fire.
Why?
Because it's crazy.
To my left is the start of the Blue Fire. It goes from 0 to over 100 kilometers per hour in less than 3 seconds. It's like a very good sports car. Finally, a line is long enough so you can work on your Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
Now you're on camera, pressure is on. How long does it take to solve it?
About 30 seconds.
Now we'll have to ride Blue Fire for as long as it takes me to solve a Rubik's Cube while we're waiting in line. And it's not a very long line, so...
Can you solve a Rubik's Cube while you're riding?
Oh, that'd be a pretty cool video. Another time here. We've solved the bottom, all the edges and corners. And now, what's the next step?
Next step is to solve the second layer.
Second layer,
yeah.
This layer here.
Right.
Okay, so now I gotta solve the edges on that second layer. And I found one, orange and green, which will go here. Boom, two layers solved. Now let's see if we can solve the top layer before we get on the Blue Fire, otherwise we have to go again. Right, so we solved the two bottom layers, but not the top one yet. So I guess we're gonna go again after this ride.
Yep.
We won't stop until the Rubik's Cube is solved.
Yep.
Feeling a little dizzy.
We're feeling very dizzy.
Somewhere between a little dizzy and very dizzy, but that's not gonna stop us from going again. So we have a Rubik's Cube to solve and we're not gonna stop until that Rubik's Cube is solved. So we're on our way to the fourth run on the Blue Fire. I've got the two bottom layers solved, but we're having a bit of an issue with the top edges. Look at this. Beautiful. I solved the Rubik's Cube in 4 rides. We solved and this is our last ride. We have about 2 minutes left until we get to the top. So let's see how quickly Eric can solve the Rubik's Cube. Alex, you mix it up.
Yeah, you mix it up. Okay.
All right. Ready?
Wait. Okay, I'm ready. Go.
You have about 1 minute left until we get to
it's
the front.
It's fine, I already solved it.
And of course, she's sleeping.
Oh wow.
We're back in Switzerland. Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah, it was amazing.
It's a Tuesday today and you guys were able to come to Europa Park. Going to school at home, right?
Yep.
Yeah. What do you think are the biggest benefits of that?
Definitely flexibility with time.
I would say flexibility, and second is you can focus a lot more on individual interests. I was doing a job shadow with an architect in Zurich, and that wouldn't have been possible if I had been in a public school because they have designated time for that. Our mom teaches us, so we get up and we start around 9. Some of the things that mom can't teach, for instance languages, we'll do with teachers over Skype, and many subjects we'll do online.
We don't really ever have a certain time of ending.
If we finish the list, we're done.
If we finish it faster, we're done sooner. If we finish it later, we're done later.
What are you guys' favorite subjects?
I would say math is one of my favorites.
I love history, learning about what people did earlier.
Super cool insights on homeschooling, something that before I met these two fellas, it's always a bit critical of. I've thought more about it, what Eric said, that it's probably not for everyone, but there are some people who it has a lot of benefits for. There are some interesting models out there in terms of what education could look like in the future. And with that, see you tomorrow.